Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Mark Media app.
Authorities in Texas continuing to search for a 38-year-old suspect accused of opening fire at his neighbor's home, killing five people, including an 8-year-old boy.
Our number one priority has been to locate this suspect and put him behind bars where he belongs.
San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers says authorities located a cell phone and clothes from the suspect, but have yet to find him. President Biden delivering jokes at Saturday night's White House Correspondents' Dinner. The president joking about his age, expected to be a key issue as he seeks re-election. Sources tell ABC News federal regulators are racing to seize and sell First Republic Bank as the FDIC hopes to ease concerns of a banking crisis following the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank last month. First Republic stock has fallen about 75% over the past week as customers pulled deposits. New Mexico State Police say multiple undocumented immigrants have died in a rollover crash near Truth or Consequences. This is ABC News. London is just 1 week away from the coronation of King Charles. Preparations continue at Buckingham Palace and elsewhere for the big event.
As the coronation clock is ticking, last-minute preparations are feverishly underway. From late-night rehearsals involving hundreds of British military personnel on horseback, to polishing the grand coaches the King and Queen will travel in, and blessing the specially made anointing screen that will be used during the sacred ceremony.
ABC's Lama Hassan. The Telegram messaging service is back up and running in Brazil after a federal judge revised an earlier ruling that suspended it over the company's failure to hand over data on neo-Nazi activity. In lifting the suspension, though, the judge kept in place a fine of about $200,000 per day. The demand for Telegram's data came after an inquiry into two school shootings in which a 16-year-old is accused of killing three people and wounding more than a dozen others. The teen believed to have been a member of extremist groups on Telegram. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
And by the time that you wake up, your soul is already gone. And there's people always asking why you're feeling so down, but you tell them that it's nothing, that you're coming around. Oh, but you look into the mirror, you don't know that it's you.
Here we go. To a squirrel, she's just a star.
cocoon, now devil bred in the USA. She's proud to be a Midwest girl with her nose to the ground and a worry in the world, and I think she even likes the snow now. Try and take a bone and she'll cry like a brat. She ain't nothing more than a neighborhood cat, or being mistaken for a beagle. She's the queen of the yard. If a critter walks by, she'll sound the alarm. Run around a howling and a ruin. And she goes just like this, she goes. Much more than she'll ever know. I know one day that she'll pass on, but this home we made, it won't be the same when she's gone. Right now she can bathe for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is brand new Eddie Berth right there. I really like that. That's the name of the new album is called The Traveling Tin Sandwich. That song was called Moral. Before that, Blues Beat. And Make Music Madison is happening all over the world. Well, Make Music Day is happening all over the world. Make Music Madison is happening here in Madison on June 21st. Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media will be hosting a live venue outside of our brand new studio at 202 State Street from 3 to 6 p.m. on the 21st. Eddie Berth is going to open, Sunspot in the middle. Dana Perry will close the show out, rocker.
Wow, Jimmy, that's a heck of a lineup you got going on there.
It's going to be on the sidewalk. It's going to be really cool. We hope you could stop by and enjoy some great music on the first day of summer. If you're a solo artist, or maybe you own a business, or maybe you have a house that you want to have some live music at, you could be a venue. Go to Make Music Madison. They have all the information you need. There is a deadline coming up. You want to get in that soon. MakeMusicMadison.org.
Hey, we'll have Mary Rose Ekberg in here one more time on May 20th, and she'll be reminding us of some of those deadlines.
She's doing a great job. There's been I saw her on TV in one of the morning shows, Channel 15, talk about Make Music Madison. Plus, there's some TV commercials running for Make Music Madison as well.
You know, I know that they are starting out in Wanakee and Middleton. Mm-hmm. Make Music Middleton and Make Music Wanakee. So it's spreading, Jimmy.
It's a worldwide event, rocker. Speaking of worldwide, that's us, Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. Get that the app. Rocker, we had a cancellation for the Devil's Lair tonight. Unfortunately, Leah couldn't make it in.
And we're going to get her back in the Devil's Lair at a different time. But yet tonight, we still do have Chicago keyboardist, singer, composer, and founding member of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band Chicago, Robert Lamb. Amazing. We're going to be talking to them. They're coming through Wisconsin, May 9th in Milwaukee, May 10th in La Crosse. And he really some interesting stories.
Not even, I mean, the local, I don't think the local classic rock station in any of our markets is interviewing Chicago. And here we are, the local music show. We're interviewing Robert Lamb of Chicago.
And I asked him what it was like when Chicago was just a local band down in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. That interview is coming up very shortly. Make Music Madison. Can't wait for that. June 21st. Hope you could join us. Here's the Sandwich Band, the meat in the middle of the bread, Sunspot, and Spend the Night on Max Inc. Radio.
some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in a murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane, or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Talking to the devil.
Talking to the devil, Sweet Delta Dawn on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations in Madison. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World, located in Madison's east side. You can find them online at ethicalco.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Stick around. We got the legendary guy, Robert Lamb, from the band Chicago, coming up in just a moment. Right now, the Civil Engineers and Buenos Aires on Max Inc. Radio.
What I feel all around is a general apathy to the beat of the music inside of me. Here we go now, pick it up, darling, it's plain to see that together we are stronger.
Thank you.
Civil Engineers there, Buenos Aires, from the Hashtag album in 2017. Don't forget to check out Molly Fish's brand new bookstore on the, just off the square by the Children's Museum, Lake City Books. Go by and support some local business there. All right, stick around. Robert Lamb from Chicago. He is up next. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night, Civic Media.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey, music lovers. Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com. See you on the bus.
CBS News Brief. Jaw-dropping images coming out of Florida after a possible tornado ripped through Palm Beach Gardens. WPEC-TV's Danielle DeRoss is there.
Traffic lights out, trees down all along PGA Boulevard near the intersection of US 1. This is why police had to shut down this part of the road for part of Saturday evening so the crews could work to clean it up.
The FBI is searching for a man who shot and killed five neighbors in San Jacinto County, Texas. FBI Special Agent in charge of the Houston area, James Smith.
The FBI has brought in investigative resources, tactical, and victim services resources to assist in this investigation. We will be here until we are no longer needed.
14 people are hospitalized after a roof collapse at a house near Ohio State University.
The few people that were trapped, I believe, were probably unpinned. It was like their leg was caught under some of the structure, and some of the other students lifted that off.
Columbus Fire Chief Steve Martin, CBS News Brief. On that,
accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson and Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Waiting for the break of day.
425 or 624. That is Chicago on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rocker, Chicago is just to the south of us. It's not really part of our local music scene, but maybe tonight it is close enough, right?
Chicago is a city, Jimmy, but it's also a band. Chicago has been one of the most important bands since the dawn of rock and roll. Forming in 1967, the band has released nearly 40 albums, countless Billboard hits, and Grammy Awards. And Jimmy, they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Chicago is coming through Wisconsin for two shows, May 9th at the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee and May 10th at the La Crosse Center. Having released their 38th studio album, Born for This Moment, in 2022, but every band starts out as a local band, and on the phone with us right now to tell us about the band is founding member, songwriter, and keyboardist for the band Chicago, is Robert Lamb. Robert, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
It's great to hear you, man. It's great to hear you, Rocker, and good to speak with you.
Thanks, and Robert, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat with us. But before we talk about your latest album and upcoming tour, tell us a little backstory on what it was like playing in the local band Chicago. Maybe back in the old Chicago Transit Authority days, what was it like creating a new band with a fresh, unique sound?
Well, you know, we were all very young. And we were all really into making new music, really trying to create something fresh, something, you know, that we could actually learn as we were doing. And, you know, I just it was amazing that the original lineup of the band, we were all equally energetic and curious about music. And that's really what drives this band. We are constantly searching and trying new things, and that's what Chicago, the band, is about.
Now, did the young band Chicago play any of the clubs up in Wisconsin? I know that oftentimes Illinois bands come up through Wisconsin. Have you been in Madison or Milwaukee?
Oh, yeah.
Any good memories of those?
In Milwaukee, we played a club there that... It was actually, there were actually two clubs that were across the street from each other in Milwaukee. And the one that we played at, it was a larger club, and they also had, very often they had sort of headliner. Like, I remember opening the sets with four of the Everly Brothers, who were still working, still touring. Madison. Madison, we played, actually, unfortunately, the night that, who was it? Who was the soul singer who died in a...
Otis Redding.
Otis Redding, yeah. So we were playing the night that happened.
Wow.
For Otis. So we were, you know, we loved him. We loved his work. And so it was kind of a broken-hearted visit to
Madison.
Wow,
that's... That's a piece of Madison history, right?
No doubt. Robert, being from Chicago, I love going down to Chicago. I love eating pizzas and beef. What's your favorite go-to pizza place in Chicago?
I can't remember. I don't really eat pizza very much anymore. That's why I can still do this.
What about the local scene back when you guys were just starting out in Chicago? What was it like getting gigs in Chicago at that time and getting the word out about the band?
Well, I think we were lucky in that. Well, Chicago is a very music oriented society. There are a lot of places to play, but I think just the sheer reputation that we had already started, that, you know, we were a big band, we were playing a lot of cover stuff with the horns, and you know, the club owners loved it because it would pack people in, and it was, you know, it for us, it was a great venue because we could try stuff, you know, and we're probably playing, you know, four or five sets per night, so it gave us a lot of practice time.
Wow. Now, I read that 25 or 624 was actually about what time it was. Tell us a little bit about this song and how it came to be. We just heard it.
Okay. Well, it's really not that exciting of a story, but I'll tell you what it was. So we were already in California. I was crashing with a group of people who had come from Chicago to L.A., and where I was crashing was just up the street from the Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunset Strip. Mm-hmm. So we were playing sets, and then there was one night when I came up, it was very late, and the house I was staying in had a piano, and the piano was overlooking all of L.A. From a very high hill, and I just started fooling around with some chords, and I couldn't think of anything to write about. I had the music thing down, but I looked across the room where the piano was, and there was sort of a grandmother's clock on the wall, and I could barely. It was really, really late, and it was really dark. I just looked across the room, and I just was looking, and I saw that the time was 25 minutes or 26 minutes to 4 a.m. So I just threw those lyrics down and built the song around the idea of what I went through emotionally and musically in creating a song. And I had no idea it would remain. That would be the lyrics of that song forever. But I brought it to the next day. I brought it to the rehearsal, and I said, "Hey, check this out!" And everybody loved it. The rest is history, as they say.
That is a great backstory. Well, ironically, my wife found a documentary movie about Chicago out there. It's called The Last Band on Stage, and it made her a new fan of the band. On March 14, 2020, Chicago is the last band playing in the U.S. as COVID lockdowns begin, and The Last Band on Stage tells the incredible story of how the 55-year-old band survived a pandemic that stopped the world in its tracks. Tell us a little bit about being in The Last Band on Stage.
Well, everybody that I know in the music world, and us, we were all experiencing something that we had never experienced before. We didn't know that, we didn't even think that we wouldn't be able to perform. And not only that, we didn't think that we wouldn't be able because our band, our guys live all over the place, so there was no way that we could actually continue to work together, and nobody really kind of expected that to be a little side thing for the pandemic, which was and is a very serious development in the modern world. So, basically, I just went and did what I do. I went home, and within a couple of days, I looked at my piano and went over. I just started playing it, and I ended up writing most of the songs that are on the most recent album, Born for This Moment. But I worked with my co-writers using a file sharing on computer, and I basically did everything. On all the songs at home, later on mixed it, but it was just a completely foreign and unusual way to work, and really an unusual way to maintain a band.
Well, tell us a little bit about that album, Born for This Moment.
Well, what specifically would you like to know?
Is it written about times from the lockdowns, or were these... themes that you had already had for some time, and you were just kind of putting it down with your spare time?
I hadn't really been using my piano at home for a very long time. We fortunately we've been very, very busy for years, you know, and have, you know, playing 120 dates, traveling, you know, to Europe, to Asia, South America. So, you know, when I was home, I didn't really want to play the piano. I wanted to chill. But as it turned out, I started playing again. I began to kind of rediscover ideas I had that weren't yet songs. I've always been very organized with my songwriting. I'm basically a songwriter. I mean, I'm lucky. I play in a band, but I was just started going through my file folders and, you know, pulling out things that weren't finished or that I didn't think were good enough to finish, and I just kind of rebuilt a lot of song ideas. I called a couple people's that I liked working with, a couple guys from Chicago, and it was a very different experience. But for me as a writer, it was a very fertile experience. You know, I had a lot of time. You know, it was just my wife and myself, and our kids are all spread out, so we didn't really get to see them for a long time. So anyway, it turned out to be, as far as the creative part of my life, very fertile.
Interesting story. Chicago is coming through Wisconsin on May 9th at the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee and May 10th at the La Crosse Center. Chicago features several original members and has the longest running horn section in rock and roll. Tell us a little bit about the band you're bringing on tour.
Well, Lee Lochnane, Jimmy Panko, and myself are the original founding members of the band. We're playing, our percussionists have been with us for at least a couple of decades. Wilfredo de los Reyes and Ramon Islas, both probably first call percussionists. They've been on more records and on more tours than I have. They've played with everybody, and they love the idea of joining with Chicago. And that's the thing that we've noticed, that as we bring new players into the band, it's something that we really don't think about, but very often players that have come into the band, like there's a guitarist who worshipped Terry Kath. And so we have a guy in the band who knows and understands and can do Terry Kath stuff if necessary.
Well, that is a great story. I can't wait to see the band. Robert, thank you so much for chatting with us on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
And let's hear another classic from your catalog. This is Saturday at the Park. And can you tell us anything about this song before we listen?
Oh, it's just a song that was a result of some video that I shot when we were recording, I don't know which album, probably the fifth album. We were recording in New York, and I shot some video of what was going on in Central Park during the summer. And so I basically just wrote a song and used the lyrics describing what I was looking at in the film. So that was Saturday in the Park.
And here's that song right now, Saturday in the Park. It's Chicago on Max Inc. Radio.
Saturday in the park, I think it was the fall. Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And ABC always streaming. News.